Welcome back to Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening. Joining us on the line is the head volleyball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, Jenna Whipple, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So as we take a look, your team off to a pretty darn good start. Before Tuesday night, you guys had a three-game winning streak. You surpassed your win total from a year ago as your team sits at 4-7 here going into this week. And just, you know, overall, with what has been the difference with this team to get out to such a good start this year and having, you know, matches, having some really close three-set matches with West Hancock, Belmont, Clemmie, Peyton, Chardin. You know, what's been the key to this team getting out so quickly here to start the year?
Yeah, we really the girls have really bought into what we're trying to do this year. We're looking for those small wins that lead eventually to match wins. And the girls have just really, truly been working hard every day in practice, and we're trying to tweak and fix things that maybe last year didn't work so well for us, that now this year we can really put to good use in terms of the matches.
In taking a look at individuals that have really stood out to start the year, I know we talked a lot, you know, during the preseason about, you know, Kendra Schill coming back, playing a bigger role. Holly Anderson, someone I know that had a lot of promise coming into this year, is someone that you talked about as well. And those two in particular, what has stood out to you about how they have led the way for this team as upperclassmen, and especially on both sides of the net?
You know, both of those girls have been great leaders on the court for us. To talk specifically about Kendra, as a senior, she's filling in in a new role. She went from middle hitter to outside hitter, and honestly, she's been a huge key to our offense. She really brings the ability to hit just about anything, and she has good readability on the ball. So that's been really great to see. And then Holly brings in a lot of power. She's a great back row player for us, too. And just having that leadership on the court and people holding each other accountable on the court has really been a huge difference maker for us this season.
And looking at some of the supporting cast, that has also, I think, been maybe where the biggest difference has been, is the supporting cast has really done a good job of stepping up and filling their roles. I look at a Tatum Edwards, you know, 14 kills, but defensively 26 blocks. That leads the team. She's been really good on the defensive side of the net. Ellie Lenning at center, you know, she's sitting right at 100 assists as the year. She has really done her role very well, just to name a couple of those that have really stepped up and filled their roles very well. But what can you say about how this supporting cast has really stepped up and provided a lot of spark throughout the year?
My supporting players, all the girls on the roster, really anytime that I need them to come up and fill a job for me, I can always count on them to do that. Those like Tatum and Camilla and Ellie and Maya Morgan, just to name some, Katie Christopher coming off the bench serving, all of those girls really bring what we need in times of crisis. There's Katie Christopher has really stepped up in the serving role and filled, you know, when we need serves in close matches, Katie's come through and clinched sets for us, coming in clutch. Ellie, our floor general, she's really continuing to work and improve as the season has gone on. And Tatum, I mean, her key role, I told her I'm not a huge worry about her kills, but those blocks, we need her hands on deck, and you know, I am not disappointed. The girls have really truly surprised me with all of what they can bring to the floor any night and every night.
And as we take a look at this schedule coming up this week, it starts to toughen up, especially getting into conference play. You got a couple of non-conference matches to open the week. St. Edmund tonight at 7 o'clock, and then you're at Clarion tomorrow night. And then you get back into conference play, a pretty darn good Lake Mills team with a road trip up to Lake Mills on Thursday night before hosting Garner on the 23rd. And when you look at this schedule here coming up over the next couple of weeks, definitely some tests for your ball club and what are some things that you are looking to see from your club against some of this, you know, tougher competition, and what is the temperature with your team as it relates to the schedule coming up?
You know, every practice, I mean, we're always focusing on serving and serve receive, and I tell the girls day in, day out, we do hard things, and for me, this grind coming up with our schedule, it's about competing. Every set we can compete, make it harder for the other team, gives us more of a chance to win and be successful. And as this next coming week comes up, that's what I preach to the girls. We want to compete. If competing means we can get a win, that's what we're going for. If competing means we lose, as long as we're in the match, that's what we want. But every day, day in, day out, we want to compete, and that's what our club is doing this season.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week beginning tonight against St. Edmund.
Thank you so much.
That was Jenna Whipple, the head volleyball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles here on our Coach Speak program. We're back with Rolling Story Coach Molly Geis after the break on 95.7 FM.